Title: 10 Labor and Employment Considerations in Esports Star. Content: asterisk. This article was originally published in Law 360 on June 8, 2019. Electronic sports, known in the industry as esports, has seen remarkable growth in the last decade. The term esports refers to the growing world of competitive, organized video gaming, where professional video gamers play on a variety of different video game platforms and video games, esports titles, in heavily attended and publicized competitions and tournaments. These competitions are watched by millions of fans across the globe on TV or online, and by others who attend live esports events. Expert projections have shown that this year will be especially significant, with the sport reaching revenues of $1.1 billion in 2019, or year-on-year growth of plus 26.7%. With a global audience growing to over 453.8 million worldwide in 2019, it is unsurprising that several companies are trying to break into this emerging market. In fact, reports have projected that sponsorship in esports will generate $456.7 million this year alone. As new companies and individuals attempt to enter this space, it is important to consider several labor and employment consequences. While many of these recurring problems are not exclusive to esports, the unique characteristics of esports highlight the importance of considering these issues before or when employers get into the esports space. Therefore, U.S. employers that are in or are considering entering the emerging esports market should consider the following 10 questions/issues. 1. Is the organization equipped to address potential Title VII issues? The esports community has faced its issues with diversity. There is a documented lack of racial diversity among esports athletes that go pro within the U.S., even though some studies have shown that over 50% of all esports fans are minorities. It is also a community dominated by men. Studies have shown that worldwide, nearly 70% of esports athletes are men, even though reports show that statistically, nearly 50% of women aged 18 to 29 play video games. When women do enter the esports realm, they unfortunately often become victims of sexual harassment. With the widely documented cases of harassment that can exist within the esports community, it is important that organizations maintain clear anti-discrimination policies. Title VII prohibits employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, and religion. However, in some cases, employers can also be liable under Title VII for the conduct of their employees, particularly if their employees create a hostile work environment. For example, an employer may be held liable for harassment by non-supervisory employees or even non-employees over whom it has control, e.g., independent contractors or customers on the premises, if it knew or should have known about the harassment and failed to take prompt and appropriate corrective action. In a gaming community that is male-dominated and is sometimes rife with lewd banter and boorishness, hostile work environment claims can be easily spawned through the comments or conduct of individuals. To ensure that organizations do not face unwanted litigation or publicity, all organizations should adopt and frequently revisit their employee handbook and anti-harassment or anti-discrimination policies. Especially in the shadow of the hashtag MeToo era, any risks of sexual misconduct should be addressed before problems arise. 2. Will a special immigration visa be needed for foreign competitors? Because of the globalization of esports, like traditional professional athletes, foreign esports athletes may need to travel to compete within the U.S. And just like these traditional professional sports athletes, these foreign esports athletes will need immigration authorization to enter the U.S. depending on the unique circumstances for each esports athlete to enter the U.S. legally. An athlete may try to obtain 1. A P1A visa, 2. A B1 visitor visa, and 3. An O1A visa. P1A visas are reserved for internationally recognized athletes who are coming to the U.S. temporarily to perform at a specific athletic competition as an athlete, individually or as part of a group or team, at an internationally recognized level of performance. A petition must first be filed with United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, before the athlete can apply for the travel visa abroad at a U.S. consulate.